Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On. Just want to take a moment and welcome each and every one of you to the program. It's Pastor Kevin here from Lighthouse Christian Church, and we are so glad that you joined us here on our topical Bible study at 91.5 FM and ourlighthouse.net. You can actually go on the website and listen to the program anytime throughout the day. Just go to the Turn the Light On tab on the church website, and you can catch up if you missed it at the appropriate time. You can catch it any other time. So we always do a topical Bible study here, or a topical just discussion about different life topics and different things. And I always do that with a co-host. My co-host today is my wife, Lisa Radlin. Welcome to the program, Lisa.
Thank you so much. I'm happy to be here today. How are you, Pastor Kevin?
Doing good. Doing good.
Are you blessed
and highly
favored?
So how about everybody else out there? Yes, I am.
Awesome.
Blessed and highly favored. Okay, so we hope that you guys are as well out there, that you're blessed, highly favored, and you know, we are just here today to encourage you, to lift you up, to try to bring you to a place in your life where you can receive all the blessings that God has, you can understand His promises, you can come to know the truth, and the truth will what?
Set you free,
right?
Yes. That's awesome. So today I thought it would be really cool if we talked about the power of prayer and how important it is to actually have a prayer life, because God wants to have a relationship with you. And how can you have a relationship with someone if you never talk to Him?
That's true.
And He wants to know what our needs are, and He wants to receive our praise.
Right.
So
He just wants us to acknowledge Him. He wants us to dialogue. He wants us to communicate and just be a part of His life and Him be a part of our life, because we don't have to let God in our life. We can live our lives totally separate from God if we wanted to. We have that choice. It's called free will, and God has given us the ability to choose. And when we choose to allow Him into our life, the first thing that that really looks like is, well, then we need to communicate with Him. And that's what I think this is all about. And that's what we're going to talk about today, is having a prayer life and a powerful life of prayer.
There are many blessings that flow out of us having a strong and consistent prayer life. I mean, we maintain peace in our heart and our life. In Philippians 4:6-7, it says, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus."
Yeah, that's powerful. I love that phrase in there. It says, "But in everything by prayer, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God." I mean, I think about this all the time. God already knows what I need. He really does. It's not about me telling God what I need. It's more about me communicating with God about my needs and Him being able to actually communicate back to me on how to have those needs met. You know, it's always, sometimes in prayer, it's always like, "Well, God, I need this and I need that, and I need you to do this and I need you to do that." When really God is just saying, "Listen, don't be anxious about all of that, but in everything that you do have going on, just simply by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to me." But then you got to stop and you got to listen and allow Him to speak back to you at the same time.
And it's really cool when you actually pray the word of God. Like, even though this is an Old Testament scripture, like Isaiah 26:3-4, it says, "You keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. Trust in the Lord forever, for yea, the Lord is an everlasting strength." So you can actually pray that, say, "Thank you, Lord, that you keep me in perfect peace. My mind is stayed on you, Lord. I trust in you. I trust you forever."
Sure.
You know, that's a good way to pray, just speaking the word of God over your life.
Absolutely. What does it mean to have your mind stayed on Him? Let's talk about that for a second, because My mind can run crazy. I can get running around all day doing things, thinking about everything else but God in my life and all that I have to do, all that I have going on. And then when I get home, I'm so tired from doing all that, I want my mind to just shut down, so I don't want to think about anything anymore. I don't want to say so. My mind can get on the TV. My mind can get into, you know, just running around on the internet or things like that. But it takes an actual focus in your thought life and in what you're doing with your thoughts to have your mind stayed on God.
I feel like it really is just thinking about Him all the time and just having His will, wanting His will in your life and just having Him direct your steps. And I know for me, sometimes a situation could arise. Like the other day, I got a letter saying that the caregiving for my mom was going to be reduced. So instead of like 35 hours a week that she was getting a special funding from, they were going to reduce it to 15 hours a week. Well, right away, I start in the natural, like, what? Oh my gosh, how am I going to work? What am I going to do? How's this going to work out? Oh my gosh, I can't believe this. I got to figure out something to do. What can I sell? What can I do? You know, automatically, I'm trying to figure out my own strength. And it was like really cool because I sent the letter to my daughter and I put, now what? Like, and I was just kind of upset. And then she's like, all things work together for good to those who love God and are called according to His purpose. And I was like, what am I doing? I'm trying to think in my own strength instead of saying, Lord, my mind is stayed on You. I put my trust in You. No matter what the circumstances are, You're my provider. That funding is not my provider. You're going to work it out. I'm just going to put my trust in You. And then I got worship music on and just started worshiping the Lord and saying, thank You, God. And then peace came back into my heart. And now I'm perfectly fine with whatever happens because I know God will make a way where there seems to be no way.
Yeah. You know, the first thing I think of when I hear that statement of is your mind stayed on the Lord is the Bible tells us to pray without ceasing. So what does it mean to pray without ceasing? I can't sit here and go, yes, Lord, I love You and I really want You to bless my life and this and that. Now, you imagine trying to do that without ever ceasing 24 hours a day. You know, seven days a week.
I feel like it's a heart posture.
Ceasing, and I agree with you. It is. It's like a heart posture. But when you're praying without ceasing, I really believe that means is that, you see, prayer is just open communication with God. I think it means that you're not just one way communicating with God, and you're always saying things to Him and talking and telling Him what you need from Him, but it's actually listening and having your heart and your mind open. And when your mind is stayed on Him, you're like always listening if God was to want to speak into a situation. When I'm walking into the Circle K, am I listening to the Lord? Is He saying, go talk to that person over there? Or if I'm at Home Depot and I walk by somebody and God's saying, go pray for that person, am I open to that? Am I willing to stop what I'm doing and have a kingdom moment throughout my life? And I believe that's what praying without ceasing really looks like. It's actual commitment to hearing God just as much as there is commitment to speaking to Him.
I had a circumstance like that once again while I'm serving papers, because that's basically how I feel like the Lord uses me. As I'm knocking on doors, He's opening the doors for me to pray for someone. But I actually went to serve an eviction, which isn't always a welcome thing. And the person that answered the door, I noticed that they had like a big growth on the side of their cheek. I mean, it looked like a golf ball. And I didn't say anything. I was just like, wow, that's pretty bad, you know, but I didn't say anything. I got in the car. I started praying for them, like, oh, Lord, you know, make an opportunity for me to reach out to that person. Well, I did have an opportunity because I had to go back the next day with that eviction. The person wasn't available. So I was like, I have to come back tomorrow. So I was like, that's it. I'm imagining myself praying for this person. I'm imagining that growth falling off their face. I've had it all planned out. Thank You, Lord. It's going to work out. I get to the door the next day, knock on the door. Of course, nobody answers. I'm like, what? I really want to pray for this person. Like, I can just see this. I was actually picturing myself putting a piece of plastic over the ugly thing on their face because I didn't want to touch it. Putting a piece of plastic over it and then praying for it that way and watching it explode everywhere, like like Dr. Pimple Popper or something. I don't know. But anyway, that's how my imagination works. Sorry, guys. Right. So as I get back in my, I go ahead, post it to the door. I get back in my car and I was like, Lord, I really thought you wanted me to pray for this person. Lord, make an opportunity. Then all of a sudden they pull up in their car. I was like, oh my goodness. I get out of my car and I start walking toward him. As I'm walking toward him, the guy's like, I know, I'm getting evicted. I know. I was like, oh no, I know. I posted it to the door, but I just want to ask you a quick question. And he was like, what? And I look at him and I go, what is that thing on your face? He was like, looking at me like, what? I go, what is that on your face? And he goes, it's a boil or growth. I don't know. And I was like, well, I would just love to pray for you right now. And he was like, no, I don't want your prayer. I'd lost my faith in God. And then I was like, oh, wow, I'm so sorry to hear that. And then I just like walked back to my car. Then as I'm driving, I'm like, what? Why didn't I say it doesn't matter if you lost your faith in God? I have faith in a mustard seed. Let me show you how real God is. And I'm like going through this whole scenario, like, why didn't I do this? And unfortunately, it didn't work out the way I wanted to. But at least I did.
You were.
I stepped
out
in faith.
Out.
I tried.
You know, you're seeing and moving and operating in what you believe to be God's will.
And that is that people would be healed,
that they'd be made well.
Speak to him in his dreams. Let him realize what opportunity he missed. You know, I'm like,
I mean,
show
for
him
all
how
you
real
know
you
that
are.
He woke up the next day and it was gone. You don't even know.
That would be amazing.
You know what I mean? So God could have still done it and said, I am real in his heart. And the Holy Spirit could have spoke that. So, you know, some things this side of heaven we'll never know the answers to. And I believe that, you know, when it comes to prayer, we gain wisdom and direction for our life. And that's what you were looking for. You know, you're praying. You're like, God, give me direction. Help me do this. But it gives us, you know, direction in our life to help us to make good choices. And I think that's a good choice to want to believe for healing for somebody. Things that are in line with God's will and his best plan for our life are always going to be a good thing. So
in Proverbs 16:3, it says, cast your cares upon the Lord, commit and trust wholly to him. He will cause your thoughts to become agreeable to his will, and so shall your plans be established and succeed. So we just have to cast our cares on him, trust in him, and he will cause our thoughts to become agreeable to his will. It's his will to bring healing. So I feel like the fact that I had a thought that I was going to pray for this person, that healing was going to come, that lines up with his will, because he says he wishes above all that we would prosper and be in health, even as our soul prospers. So why wouldn't he want someone to be healed with a growth on their face?
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, for me, I like that part where it says, so shall your plans be established and succeed. I believe that it's so vital for our success that we hear what the Lord wants, that we are through prayer receiving from God what it is that we need to know to operate in his kingdom for the day. And that's where that whole prayer without ceasing part comes back in. If we're open and listening to the voice of the Lord, first you got to know and recognize the voice of the Lord, right? And then once we know and recognize his voice, and then we begin to listen to it and act on it, then we can actually begin to experience and see God moving more and more, and then we build a confidence, okay? So the power of prayer actually can build confidence into your life and help you to overcome a lot of different obstacles, and it can stir things up in your life as well. So
I love it in James 1:5 how it says, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. So in the situation with my mom and the caregiving, I was just like, Lord, you have the solution. You have the wisdom. Instead of me trying to figure this out in my own strength and trying to work it all out, I trust that you're going to work it out. And I pray for your wisdom to overtake me and that I will know what decisions to make. So it's really cool because we can see God's supernatural provisions and favor if we give our lives in prayer.
Yeah, that's so good. You know, many times we see doors opening that no man can close, and miracles happening all around us. In Matthew 7, verse 7 through 8, it says, ask and it will be given. So we got to ask, right? Seek and you will find. You got to seek. It says, knock and the door will be opened to you. For everybody who asks receives, and he who seeks finds. And to him who knocks, it will be open to them. So I think a lot of times, in if we're going to have a powerful prayer life, we have to come to the understanding that there are some things that we need to ask for. And for me, it's always more of His presence. Lord, I ask for wisdom on how to deal with situations and different things that are coming. You know, but we have to seek the Lord in that. You can't have an open prayer life and spend time with the Lord without knowing His Word. So you're going to have to seek God through His Word. You're going to have to spend time in your Bible. And when you seek Him, He says, you'll find me. So take the time. You know, we have a Thursday night group here at the church. It's a discipleship encounters. We're calling it Thirsty Thursday, but you got to come out and spend some time with us. It's from 6:30 to 8, but that is a great way to seek the Lord. It's a great way to build your prayer life, because you're watching us. We're praying. We're encountering.
We're worshiping.
You know, this last week, we saw so many people getting healed. One girl's arm, she says, I haven't been able to extend my arm like this in years. And boom, you know, the power of God fell in the room. And God was just instructing us and teaching us. And we were being, you know, open and listening to His voice in these moments while we're learning it, the scripture, and we're seeing, you know, we're knocking on that door of the kingdom of God. And we're saying, God, show us more. We want to encounter you. We want to understand you. We want to be your people. We want to be your ambassadors. So teach us how to do that.
And I feel like prayer helps us be at the right place at the right time. Have you ever felt that happen where you're just like, wow, what are the chances that I'm here right when this person was about to walk out the door?
Divine appointments, I know.
It was like, had I been even a minute or a second later, I wouldn't have made it. But it's like, this is just a perfect opportunity. And they say the right thing. And you're just like, wow, now this is perfect. They just said they had a headache and they walked right through this door and I'm going to lay hands on them. The headache's going to be gone, you know, just because they spoke it out and I'm ready to act. And I'm the Lord directs my steps and I'm ready to walk in that.
So in Psalms 37:23, it says the steps of a righteous man are ordered by the Lord and He delights in His way. Are your steps? You want to have a powerful prayer life, then you've got to allow God to order your steps in your life. Yeah, we all have jobs. We have places we have to be. We have things that we have to do, right?
Yes, for sure.
But if we, in those moments, allow God to order our steps and we take the time to have a heavenly pause or listen for the voice of the Lord in the room and see if there's anything He wants to do in that moment, then we can see the delight of the Lord beginning to be revealed as we touch people's lives and we begin to see prayer happening. We begin to see encouragement. You know, I mean, I've had times where I just God ordered my steps to just encourage somebody. You know, a waitress at a restaurant, just to give them an encouraging word, and it changed their countenance.
And a big fat tip.
Yeah, always give a good tip with the encouraging word, for sure. But I really do believe that God delights in the person that will allow Him to order their steps. And it's not like an order of, you need to go do this. It's a, hey, while you're here, let's do this with, you know, this person. Let's reach out to someone. Let's show them my love today.
It's so exciting because you can wake up every morning and say, thank you, Lord, that I'm your hands and feet today. I'm ready to do what you want me to do. I'm walking wherever I go, wherever I'm driving. I'm waiting for the opportunity to be used by you. So I'm going to listen to your voice and I'm going to do what you have called me to do. And I'm stepping out. And if they reject me, then they're not rejecting me. They're rejecting you. But I'm still trusting God and I'm going to still try, because the worst they can say is no. And then nothing will happen. Nothing's changed. But if they give you that opportunity and then you pray for them and they get healed and they feel the presence of the Lord, now you have an opportunity to show His love and reach out to them. And it could be life-changing for that person.
Yeah.
I remember you prayed for someone at Circle K that had a neck. Something was up with their neck, like they could barely move their neck.
Yep.
You prayed for
God healed him.
He got healed. He started getting plugged in the church. Now he serves as like a youth pastor or something.
Yeah.
And that just happened from just an opportunity where you just, hey, you got a hurt neck? Here, let me pray for you. And now the guy's being used by the Lord in another
changed
church.
Changed the whole trajectory of his life.
Yeah, for sure.
And, you know, we live in a world that is getting darker and darker. Right? I mean, just take a look around. There's no gray areas anymore. People are being forced more and more to choose a side and to pick a direction. And why not pick the direction of light, you know, with the Lord? It says, you know, that, you know, prayer is going to help us in those moments. It's going to help us to remain strong during the trials and the temptations, okay? We're going to be tempted in many ways in this life and all the experiences that we're having. But as we wait on the Lord in prayer, I believe that will help to renew our strength.
Yes, in Isaiah 40, 28 through 31, have you not known, have you not heard, the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary? His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. That just shows if you put your trust in the Lord, that he's going to renew your strength. You can continue running, even if you're having a problem and you're feeling like you're tired, God's going to renew your strength. I've had that happen too, where it's like almost like you just drink caffeine. It's like all of a sudden, once you pray for someone, it's like, woo, bring me someone else.
Right, right.
Who else is in line? Like, come on, let's go, Lord.
Yeah, I love that. So I believe that prayer is powerful, but it's not just talking to God, it's listening to God at the same time. I hope that each one of you, as you're listening today, are encouraged that you can have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. You can have a personal relationship with your Heavenly Father and with the Holy Spirit. They're three totally different people as one God, and they all want to interact with you and help you to walk through this life and to release the power of God, to release the love of God, and to experience the freedom that Jesus has given us. He went to the cross to set us free so that we could have a relationship with our Heavenly Father through prayer, and we are believing for you guys to experience that in everything that you do. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. In the secret, in the quiet hour, I wait only for you.
Wait, Lord, he's coming around. Wait, Lord, he's coming around.
Jesus is coming back. Are you ready? Join us every Thursday night for Discipleship Encounters here at Lighthouse Christian Church. That's right, it's Thirsty Thursday from 6:30 to 8 p.m., and we're spending time learning, encountering, and becoming equipped as believers for the great revival that's beginning to unfold. Come experience the power of the gospel and learn how to share Christ in a modern world. For more information, go to ourlighthouse.net or show up at 1250 North Banana River Drive. There's no cost for this event, and child care is provided.
Yeah. Joyful. Today. Attention young adults, on August 20th at 6:30, Launch Young Adult Ministry will be starting, and you don't want to miss out. There's going to be food, fun, and fellowship, so come on out as we get you ignited to launch you into where God wants you to be. This is going to be located at 1250 North Banana River Drive in the Double Bubble Building. So come on out and get ready to be launched. For more information about Launch, check us out at our website at rlighthouse.net or on Instagram at launch_youngadultministry.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. We hope you've been enjoying the program today. We've been talking about the power of a prayer life and just not only speaking to God and telling Him what you need and what you want, but actually listening, learning to communicate and dialogue with the Lord is so vital to us as believers, because having an intimate prayer life helps the Lord to bring to the surface many times in our life maybe wrong attitudes that we might have in our hearts, so that we can release them and be free from things like that. You know, we can talk out and express our concerns, maybe our hurts in life. We can talk to God about that, who loves us more than any other person. So, you know what? This helps us not to become bitter in our life. I mean, a lot of people are out there and they're struggling, Lisa. They're bitter. They've had trials and they want to experience God's healing touch. And I believe that prayer is one of the things that help us get to that place. Being able to process those hurts and offenses is a major key to fully embracing the life that Jesus spoke about.
Because Jesus is always available to us and ready to heal broken hearts. I mean, when we pray and talk to the Lord, it's the key of having an intimate and fulfilling relationship with God. Having an intimate prayer life helps us to become more like Christ. And as we get to know Him in a very real and personal way, it just makes such a big difference in our life.
Yeah, I hope you guys have enjoyed the program, because prayer is crucial to seeing all that God has planned for our lives. God has plans for us. He has things that He wants to bring to pass in your life. He wants to get into your life, blessings and things like that. And His best plan for our life will always involve taking steps of faith and moving towards Him. And that requires, you know, for us, a prayer life, so that we can communicate with Him and we can begin to see God direct us towards the supernatural provision that He has for us and the strength that He has for our life.
And prayer helps us tap into God's kingdom resources and the power to help succeed in what He's called us to do in this life. He's got a unique plan for all of our lives, which begins with the moment that we come to Christ. And His plan for us in our life is far greater than we can ever ask, think, or imagine. It's really exciting.
Absolutely. And guys, we are hoping that you want that in your life. If you don't know Jesus, that's the first step, is allow Him into your life. Ask Christ to be a part of your life and then open the dialogue with God and begin to learn to communicate with Him and talk to Him. It's called prayer. And He will speak to you and He will show you a new direction and a new way to do life in this world. So we hope you enjoyed the program today. God bless you guys, and thanks for turning the light on.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Maryland, Florida. Our service times are Sundays at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning at 7:30 a.m. or by social media any time of the day or night. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to meet you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.